You have been studying seismic event indicators for about 9 years or so. This is a big one, isn't it, this red alert?
Yes, actually, it's been about 11 years now. That's how we got introduced to Art Bell back in 1995. I had found the correlation between the naval data that I was pulling down and earthquakes, being able to forecast them, a certain number of them anyway.
We got a lot of people concerned about this red alert now, Stan. Tell us a little bit about what it is and how you were able to get to this point.
All right. Well, first, I guess we better tell them how we get the data and how I analyze it. Every day, the U.S. Navy in Monterey, California, at the fleet FNMOC, anyway, it's their analysis center for the weather data, uses a Cray computer, and they analyze weather buoys all over the planet. And they get variations in the temperature of the sea surface. Now, on the surface of it, kind of pun intended.
Yeah.
The information is pretty straightforward. But what I developed was a way to see how rapidly temperatures change very subtly on the surface of the ocean using their data. And it takes 2 or 3 days worth of data to actually get that kind of information. But anyway, when I was able to correlate or to match rapid temperature changes on one side of a fault line going up and on the opposite side of that fault line going down, I determined that there was an earthquake in the making. And usually about 70% of the time, that earthquake would release within about 6 hours to 5 days. The bigger events covered more area of the sea, and there were bigger temperature variations, and these took sometimes a week to 10 days. Now, the December 26 Sumatran quake,
yes.
That one that produced that huge tsunami, I was seeing a huge, huge buildup of temperature variations across a fault line on the edge, the eastern edge of the Australian plate, and I was seeing that for 2 weeks.
Two weeks way before that event, and you started posting that on your website.
I did, and I got onto the Steve Quill show. Steve, I told him about it, and he said, look, we better say something about this. And I said, well, I guess so. I've never seen anything like this, and I hate to alarm people, but there's something big happening down on that plate. As it turns out, being fair about it, I thought that the break would occur between New Guinea and New Zealand. Instead, it occurred a little bit further west of that in Sumatra. And that fooled us, but it was because the plate was shifting up and down. I couldn't tell where it was going to break.
I understand. But you had the right time period.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the right plate and darn near the right spot on the plate. But now then, what I'm seeing, I do this every day. We put the forecast up there, and I have friends, some of them who live on yachts around the planet, and when there's something in their area, well, I warn them about it.
Right.
And they'll put their craft into deep water if they're in a shallow somewhere in case there's a little bit of a tsunami or something. What we're seeing now is something that I have never seen in all the 11 years I've been looking at this. And I debated for 3 days. I talked to Holly and Steve and a few other people about it, whether to even say anything about it. But because the data showed something so massive, stretching across a 2,000-mile stretch in the North Pacific, right off the West Coast, leading into the worst fault zones that we have in the country, I figured, well, I better at least tell people I think something is up pretty serious, real serious.
Absolutely, Stan, because if this happens and you didn't say anything, knowing you, you'd be kicking yourself for the rest of your life.
Well, actually, George, you're right. That's what finally moved me to go ahead and go public with it, because I thought I would feel guilty, terribly guilty, if a lot of people got hurt and I didn't say anything. And that outweighed my fear of saying anything and having nothing happen right now. I know the pressures are building out there. Whether they're going to release into this massive earthquake right now or 2 to 3 weeks from now, I couldn't tell you.
But you do believe something big is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at first I thought I was looking these temperature changes on the sea surface can be caused by storms. And so you have to separate that kind of information from temperature changes that follow a fault line. And back on the 2nd of August, which you can see on our website if you go to you know, standale.com and go to What's New and click on the August 2nd thing, for those of you that are on the Internet, you'll see that there was a very, very distinct black line separating blues and yellows in an arc stretching from, oh, darn near under Russia, way down the Aleutian Island tip, all the way over straight into just above San Francisco near Mendocino. And, you know, I looked at that and I thought, well, gee, that's probably a cloud. That's well-deformed. Mm-hmm. Cloud temperatures don't normally have such a nice line, you know, 2,000-mile arc. But, you know, and I put some arrows on it and I thought, right. But then when the third came around and it was there again and there was another ridge underneath this one I was just telling you about, and it was developing the same kind of signature, I thought, wow, we are in trouble. And those two ridges, for people that don't live in California, they're called the Mendocino Ridge and the Murray Ridge or Fracture Zone. They're actually fracture zones. And what's happening is the seabed is, the top part of it, north part of it, is moving toward the United States, sort of on an angle down. And the bottom part of that fracture zone is moving toward Japan. And then you go down to the Murray Fracture Zone, the same thing happens, but that means that whole plate in between those two zones is trying to twist and rip San Francisco out of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's a slow process, and believe me, I don't want people to panic, but I really, really do think people should make sure they have their emergency radio to see what's happening should communications go out and have a big quake. And I think this should be applying to people from Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Los Angeles.
Are we also talking about tsunami possibilities here, Stan?
We are. Okay. We are. However, yes, we are. The kind of forces that are building here are slipping sideways, like I was saying, top going one way, bottom of the fault going to the left the other way. So these kind of things can produce events that could theoretically produce tsunamis toward everybody in the whole Pacific Basin community, in the Ring of Fire. However, what I'm more concerned about is this movement of these fault zones causing earthquakes in close to California, right in close to the coastline, or even in the Juan de Fuca plate off of Oregon and Washington, because this 2,000-mile-long arc I'm telling you about ties right into the Gorda Ridge right at the bottom of the Juan de Fuca plate.
Now, do these earthquakes, will they come prior to the big one or afterwards?
I think the ridge movements, these fracture zone movements out at sea, will trigger the earthquakes that are large, but the movements out at sea will occur first, I think,
okay,
and then trigger, you know, Richter 8s or better, and I'm saying plural because I think it'll cause several. If you look on your, if you can get a map on the Internet that says what the Mendocino fracture zone is, you'll see the line goes right down, touches the bottom. It joins the bottom of the Juan de Fuca plate at the Southern Gorda Ridge plate, and it becomes, the Mendocino Fracture Zone becomes the San Andreas Fault. It doesn't, you know, hit it sideways. It becomes the San Andreas Fault. So if that moves, then the San Andreas Fault can move, and if there are earthquakes offshore, you could have less than 20 minutes before the tsunamis hit, and they will come in waves over the next 8 hours.
20 minutes, that's all we're going to have.
Well, if it occurs in close, okay? And I think that's the kind that would produce tsunamis. And certainly up in the Juan de Fuca area in Washington and Oregon, people are aware of that. They, you know, they've been told they've got 20 to 30 minutes maximum if that plate up there buckles before tsunamis hit the Puget Sound and various other places along the coast up there.